Well, unfortunately, in Turkey, the LGBTIs are still deprived of their basic human rights. So what does that mean? It means that you can be beaten, you can be threatened by death just because you're LGBTI, or you can be fired from your job, you can be denied access to healthcare, to education. Unfortunately, in Turkey, the Turkish laws and especially the constitution does not recognize the existence of LGBTIs. There are no anti-discrimination laws that are protecting the LGBTIs, and the hate crimes also does not cover transphobia and homophobia, which makes the LGBTIs more vulnerable to violence, discrimination, and oppression.
What does your organization do to help the LGBTI community?
My organization is called Spot LGBTI. It's Social Policies, Gender Identity and Sexual Orientation Studies Associations. What we do is we advocate for LGBTIs through a social policies perspective, which means that we are advocating for the social, economic and legal rights of the LGBTIs. We have two main missions. One of them is to raise awareness within the society and within the authority figures. And on the other hand, we are also conducting lobbying activities in order to change the laws. We are doing our best to actually raise awareness on the issue that LGBT rights are human rights by reminding the state of its own responsibilities to protect its own citizens.
So what is your life like in Turkey as an openly gay woman?
Well, to be honest, I am one of the luckiest people living in Turkey because, I mean, I have too many friends who were oppressed by their parents, faced violence regularly, or committed suicide, or were murdered. So in that respect, I would say that I'm lucky. My parents know that, and it took my mother 10 years to accept that I'm a lesbian, but now she's totally okay with that. My father knows everything that I'm doing at the LGBTI movement, but we don't speak about my own personal life, so we do not utter that I am a lesbian in the house. I'm totally okay with that because he's not doing anything. I mean, he could imprison me at home, he could have, I don't know, do lots of other things, but he's not doing this, so he's treating me like a human being, which is enough for me, you know.
You mentioned fear when we were in the conference room. If you could elaborate on the fear of, you know, like you mentioned, walking on the street with your girlfriend.
Yes, yes. Well, it is the fear of not being protected by the laws. It is the fear of even if your rights are violated, you're not sure whether the justice will be done by the court. I mean, these lack of protection provided by the state makes you extremely vulnerable and afraid. And in addition to that, the state also provokes violence. It is extremely hard to enjoy a peaceful life as a citizen of Turkey, I would say.
What type of outcome would you like to see as the issue, the conversation is brought to the UN in the following days?
There should be at least a long-term strategy to decrease and finally to eradicate the hate crimes targeting the LGBTI people. That is the most important thing to me. I definitely, as an activist and as a human being, I'm just hoping that the UN will implement the strategies in order to eradicate, not even decrease, yes, eradicate the hate crimes and the murders of LGBTIs.